The fully geek.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, everybody. Episode 186. 186. It feels good to be back.
Welcome back. First of all, Marlon, test your mic, please. Let's test Marlon's mic, everyone.
Go on, Marlon. Do a 1-2, right, 1-2, mic check.
Mic check, 1-2, 1-2.
A bit louder.
Don't mess about, Rich.
That's it. Yeah, bring your lips closer to the mic. That makes sense.
Major.
Well, hold on. I said, bring your lips down. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, don't say it again. Don't say it again, bro.
We'll have to start the pod again, bro.
How can you say?
But wait, let me just how comes Richard was so miserable until Nate pressed record? I don't understand.
Get me.
Like, the man started smiling as soon as it went. You are alive. What?
Because you know what? Because in his head, yeah, he knew what he was going to do.
I didn't know what he was going to do, bro.
Set for Marlon straight.
I'm just fed up with his whole mic issue. I'm not having people message me or message the Instagram talking about that skinny guy the cap in his mic. I don't want to hear no more.
What's with
I don't know.
What? I don't understand. Like, I don't get it.
Now you sound nice.
Like, turn that light off, bruv.
Now you sound nice.
Turn that light down, bruv.
Perfect.
That HD camera you got is too HD for your forehead, bro.
Nate, welcome back.
Man, just started beef, you know.
Let's kick this off.
Okay, so anyway, it feels good to be back, guys. Hope everyone's well. Not gonna lie, guys. I had to turn the heat off. This is nonsense, guys. I was coming back from holiday. People telling me that's gonna be 21 all week. I was like, okay, cool, bro. It's cold.
It's cold, man. It's cold. I don't get it, bro.
No. The whole day's been great, but it has been a breeze.
No, we're just talking about this season. Like we should be in spring, like nicely in spring.
Yeah, I want it to be a bit warmer now. Like, I want to be able to turn off the heating for another couple 6 months. You know, like not to have to worry about it until October, November.
Get me.
Cost of living crisis and them kind of thing there.
Trust me, we boy.
Well, hopefully we have a later summer, innit? Last to like November time.
Merv, come on. Mm-hmm. This is the UK shores, mate. Yeah.
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen with the weather.
We might not have no summer, hopefully. Well, hopefully we have something, man. Hopefully we do have something.
By 2040, our December will be summertime, man.
2040? Who's going to be here?
Me.
God willing, boy. God willing.
God willing, amen.
I also want to say Eid Mubarak to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. As it's coming out on Friday, and it's Eid officially is today, as of Friday, not today when I'm recording, but Eid Mubarak. The people there.
Yeah.
Like, guys, did any of you miss me? All right, cool. Thanks.
Question. Allow me to speak. I did, man. Yeah, all that technicality and stuff behind the scenes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's behind the scenes. You didn't miss your bowl or your voice. This, you're behind the scenes.
It's cool.
That Jordan Peele sweat gift all day long, bro.
I was messaging Merv. I was like, Merv, it's got to be at this time. He's like, all right, cool. It's not come out yet. I said, yeah, but Merv, you didn't listen to my instructions. All right, cool.
Because I read it and I was like, oh, it must be nine. And now I suffer the consequences.
You did, but it's all good. It's good to be back. It was nice to synthesize for a little piece. Get some sun on the skin, you know, them kind of things. With ways there, it was good.
Certain man said you went Turkey because you have some box problems.
Yeah,
there's
some hearing.
Certain man said you went here, there. So, like, talk to us. Where did you go, brother?
I went to Fuerteventura on the Canary Islands. I did not go to Turkey. My locks are not dropping out. There is none of this. I just went on our family holiday. And that was it. All right? But I know that someone has already booked a holiday for Turkey later in this year. So if in September, October, if you see a man's got
afros, so going to be afros about.
Yeah, or he's got a hairline again, you know what I'm talking about. The man there that overcompensating and got the beard just to you know what I mean? But it's all good.
Leave us alone, man. Leave us alone. You get
so that wasn't even an indirect, bro. I apologize. All right, shout you, man, out. But this week has been a bit of a myth, bruv. Did any of you lot hear about what's going on in America? with
in regards to,
there was a guy called Ralph Yarl. This young man, just if you haven't heard it, he's a black teenager. He's a teenager. For all intents and purposes, very good kid. Like, he literally just went to go and pick up his, he went to go pick up his younger siblings. And he got confused. Yeah. He rang the doorbell of the wrong house. Yeah. And he rang the doorbell to the wrong house and ended up getting shot in his face. Like, shot in the head.
Yeah.
And then also then afterwards, he then got the guy still fired another shot while he was there, like bleeding out kind of thing. So originally, the guy who had shot him, there nothing had been done about it. Like, he was scot-free. But recently, I think it was as of yesterday, he's now been charged with criminal action and first-degree assault, which is the equivalent of attempted murder. So I don't know if that's to do with all of the kind of
reaction from others,
and that's why they've kind of acted. But if he is convicted, he can face up to 10 years to life in prison.
Wait, did the brother die?
Yeah.
No, he's back home. No, he's back home.
Oh, wow. Because I thought he was dead.
The charges didn't really make sense to what you were saying.
So, brother, I thought you died.
No. Lucky, God's on his side, man. He would have got shot in his head.
He's back home.
He's back home, bruv. Yeah,
he's back home. Fast as well, you know.
I'm smiling. It's a bit mad, yeah, because obviously what happened. But
you're happy. You're happy that he's.
Happy. I'm like, generally, bruv, the way I saw his face on like social media and that, I thought he had gone.
Oh, so you didn't read it? You didn't read the captions or that?
No. I thought no, because they said he'd been shot. Blah blah. I thought he hit the stairs, bruv.
Nah, man.
Oh wow, man. God, it's good, bruv.
But yeah, that's what I was asking. Them charges didn't make sense to like,
and that,
like
yeah, and that's what
face and then shooting him again, and he could face 10 years. No, I didn't really understand that.
Okay. Oh, amen, yeah, amen, amen. Yeah, it says he was discharged from hospital. Amen, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, from what I know, he went to Sadham Road is Love Lane. Yeah, and there's Love Road. And he's supposed to go pick up his brother and sister from Love Lane, like 22 Love Lane. He went 22 Love Road. Went to open the door, and then that's when he got shot. But actually, it was actually supposed to be Love Lane. It's a Love Road. And that's all it was.
It's America and their gun laws. Until they change their gun laws, it will never change. Nothing will change.
They can't wait to use their guns, bruv.
They can't wait.
If he rang the bell... Like, it's clear indication that it's not a threat, innit? Like, straight
exactly.
away. You rang the bell, say hello before you open the door. I don't get that. They can't wait to
speak.
You get
speak for the door. Yeah. Who do you want? Come on. I want blood. No, they're not here. Okay. Bruv, end of.
In 2023, bruv, with there are obviously other companies, we're not being sponsored by them. But when everyone can go and afford a ring bell and all the rest of it, and you can see through the bell, you couldn't just get me, speak to him. Like, hello, who is it? No, sorry, we're not here. Whatever. Do you get me? That's it.
And there's no excuse for it either. In my head, I was just like, when I first saw it, I saw it on Twitter, and I thought, I kind of disregarded it. And then it was on my Insta timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I read it again, and I was thinking to myself, well, do you know how deep this is? Like, he was shot by an elderly man. Not like that makes any difference at all. But I just can't comprehend how this is all turned out. Going to pick up your siblings, you know, being told by your parents or whoever it is, go and pick up your siblings from the street, and you go and you get shot in the head.
Yeah. You know, in some states, I don't know if it's all of America, they got a law called Make My Day. So if anyone's on your property and you suspect them of trespassing as the owner, you have the right to shoot them. That's why I think he kind of got away with it until there was a backlash, because like I said, there's a law called Make My Day. If anyone's on your property trespassing that you didn't allow on your lawn, you can just shoot them.
Apparently, here, according to CNN News, he said that he was scared to death as of Yari, basically.
He was what, sorry?
He was scared to death.
Of his size, because apparently...
Yeah, of his size, yeah.
Because he's a black guy. And obviously, maybe it's an old frail or white.
Any of you, man?
Yeah, it's a you. Is he 16, right?
It looks about 40. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he said He said he as soon as he heard the doorbell ring, he grabbed his gun. So it's like, yeah, strange that you would just grab your gun onto the door.
And that's all he's got to say. I was afraid. That's literally it.
That's it. Exactly.
And like, it's not to say like it was what? It wasn't like it was daytime as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, daytime thing.
Yeah,
think
so it's not to say like it was like morning, where yeah. It's like, all right, a bit suspicious.
Yeah, I think it's such a, yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, America, it's one of them places, boy. But nah, Kel, I'm not gonna lie. You made my day today, bro, because like I thought you'd gone, bro.
Nah, man.
Like, and the thing is,
God was inside, boy.
Amen. When I messaged you, like, none of you even corrected, man, to say, like, you're not dead.
Did you put dead? Did you put RIP?
Of course, I'd, brother, put in the group, bro.
Sorry, man. Sorry,
though. Anyway, I want.
I said, went to go pick, went, right? I said, rang doorbell, looking to pick up sibling, shot dead.
Oh, you said shot dead? Oh, I didn't see that.
To be fair, he didn't say shot dead. To be fair,
I misspelled shot. I ain't gonna lie, I misspelled shot. It said shit. But it's a typo.
That's why you wasn't. That's probably why you wasn't correct, because Marlon would have been on to you.
It was a typo. I know, as a teacher, you're like, "What are you doing?" Like, I know, I get on to you, man, when I'm doing this, but it was a typo.
There's two typos, but sorry.
Oh, it's Marley.
Nah, it's who it is. You know what it is, brother. It was a long flight, bro. I came back the other day, bro. Anyway.
Wait, before we go on, Nate, was it in Colorado?
Kansas City, Missouri. I'm not sure, but I've never seen this before in my life. And I think, don't get me wrong, I think as a teacher, I can't oppose to stuff like strikes and all the rest of it. But at the moment, we're used to the protesters. We've been used to the, I don't even know what their names are called. Them guys that want to stand on the motorway and block the cars from going past.
Protesters.
They got a name. They call themselves. They go by a little group, whatever it is, yeah? And I've seen them when they went across the bridges and they stop all of that kind of thing. But yesterday, I was shocked because they've now attacked the game of snooker.
Of all games, you know, the most dullest game in the world.
Snooker, fam.
Come on, snooker, put to sleep.
Come on, bruv. These men, they're not doing nothing to nobody, bro.
Up in their bow tie and everything. Like, just,
they're protesting to, I think it's Just Stop Oil, basically. So basically, it's about like save the planet and all the rest of it, isn't it? So it's like we're burning too many fossil fuels, all that kind of stuff. And they want us to invest in like healthy alternatives and all those type of things. But for me, for you to go on this random snooker table, wear a Just Stop Oil t-shirt, and then make paint every stuff go everywhere, it's probably the most exciting thing that's happened in snooker in a long time.
It's true.
Well, is the snooker table made out of certain materials or something, like certain oils or like?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just feel like they wanted some form of like
attention.
Because to be fair, I wasn't here, but apparently they also were protests against the beginning of the Grand National as well on Saturday.
I don't know. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I know you men are not really like horseman. Get me.
I was about to say, yeah, just remind fans what the Grand National is.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, man. I just think these protesters, it's like, I'm hearing it, but it's a lot. It's a lot. Come on. It's like, you want to go just watch snooker. Do you get me? Snooker's a polite thing. They say, shh, the whole crowd shushes. A man licks the ball, they shake hands. It's just mad. But
pause.
But let's be honest, snooker is the deadest sport to watch. To watch.
Nah, I think it's not the deadest.
Nah.
Cricket is the deadest sport.
Cricket. Hey, look him up. Lock him off.
Modern, as a Caribbean man, my granddad, my dad,
they all love it. I don't cricket. I can play it. I like playing it. Don't get me wrong, but to sit there and watch cricket, bruv, do you know how long one game?
I know.
2020.
What, 7 day game? No, 21 day game.
So what is the most boring?
I only got ticket to go there for the 1 day, and then I got to watch the rest at home.
Go watch cricket in St. Lucia.
Cricket in the Caribbean is amazing.
I've played in the Caribbean, so
people are dancing in the cricket stadium, like everything. Bro.
Come on, how many of you, man, watched cricket last year? Don't lie.
I watched it.
Nate watched
cricket.
I'm getting that vibe from Nate, but see the rest of you. And
I don't watch cricket at all.
I'm video
at all.
Bro,
maybe my DNA is going to be more African.
Maybe the most boring sport for me is golf.
Golf, yeah, golf is boring. Yeah,
golf is playing golf is fine, top golf, all that stuff, but actually watching golf, dead.
Yeah, it's dead, it's dead.
I couldn't watch it either.
You know, a man hits it and he's like, oh, yeah, 450 yards. You're like, okay, if you say so. Bro, the man can tell you anything. You're just going to say, all right, cool, innit?
Yeah, I bet when you guys get rich anyway, that's all we're going to be playing. It's like, I'm just going to golf.
Amen. Amen. I had that It wasn't if you get rich.
He said when. He said when. He said when. He said when. He did say when.
I like that.
Yeah, I said when.
Speaking to existence, boy.
I play golf.
Do you like top golf or like crazy?
Nah, no, crazy golf, crazy golf. And I got.
Are you gonna say I play golf?
Well, no, sorry.
Probably like rule.
I don't do the caddy business.
And you have to play golf with a client as well, like with a really wealthy client, and just talk business. That's the dream, bro.
Massive client, you know. What kind of play for fun, you know?
It's not for fun, bro. I'm not playing for fun. It's like. You get in there, innit? It's like
securing deals and shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's certain sports that it's fully upper class.
Yeah, but trying. Also crazy golf is not golf, bro. Yeah. crazy golf is what you take the kids to when you want to kill some time.
To be fair,
watch him.
No, to be fair, it's more the range anyway. Really, to practice my swings because I'm dead, bro.
The driving range.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a top golf thing and all those things. Yeah.
I'm fully poor. So, but the thing is that a lot of the time people go there, it's just for catching up and practicing.
Fair enough. So this is what happens when you live in the countryside, boy.
I don't.
When you live in the Shires.
No, I
don't. You do live in the Shires. I'm not sure. I saw one of the best press conferences ever. It wasn't really a best press conference. It was more of a translation. Did you learn here?
Yes.
chat shit get zanged.
No. What happened?
So basically, you know, Zhang. So Zilel Zhang, the one who had the fight with Joyce on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he was talking. And then in his press conference, the translation was. Chat shit, get zanged, bro. I was busting up. And I ain't gonna lie to you, the man came and he did his thing, bro.
I missed the fight, but I saw the highlight of bro. Yeah, man.
Bro, he bust up Joe Joyce's eye, fam.
Bro, this guy Joe Joyce is a bad man as well, you know. Joe Joyce is a bad man.
Not anymore.
Also, I will just like, you know what, let me not be disrespectful because I know sometimes I'm disrespectful to people like AJ and that, yeah. Heavyweight boxing or super heavyweight boxing it is not a joke. Any man can get beaten by anybody, you know what I mean? It's not that, innit? Yeah, so like, I have to put respect on all of their names.
Yeah.
But this man here was 39, he's 6'6", like, and he did his thing, bruv. He did his thing. And I know there's a rematch clause, so I don't know if he's going to do
his track? What's his track record like? He's got a good, like, undefeated or something?
No, because he lost his last fight. No, he's lost one fight. And his last fight that he lost was the fight before this. And to be fair, he shouldn't have lost it.
Who?
Zhang.
Yeah, okay.
It was a bit of a touch and go kind of thing, and they said he lost it.
Oh,
but
okay.
He won silver.
Silver.
In the
2006, I think.
Beijing Olympics, 2008.
Oh, eight, yeah.
Yeah, 2008 Olympics. That was the one before AJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
But look, a bit old then. How old is he?
Nah, 39. He's fully strong. Honestly, he's not a normal Chinaman. Not a normal Chinaman at all, bro. He is fully hench. And he was punching man's face.
What's the normal Chinaman?
I know. I heard it. And I said, ooh, a Chinaman. I don't know if we're allowed to say that, but Richard said
why wouldn't he? No, because someone who's Chinese is usually small, isn't it? And as you said, he's 6'6", isn't it?
Yeah, he's 6'6".
And he's 19, I think he's 19 stone, and he's powerful, bro.
Bro, he was a lot heavier than my man, though.
Oh,
he was a lot heavier than Joyce. He was a lot heavier than Joyce.
Yeah, the way he was punting Joyce was just flying. Hey.
What, Joyce didn't do nothing, none of the rounds? He didn't win one round?
Nah, bro.
I think
he had a sick round.
Two rounds, I think, at least. He won two rounds. Maybe just one. Okay, definitely won.
Yeah, no, it was definitely, it was a lot.
After all that big chat, after his cussing AJ, you know, yeah, AJ, you look weak against my man.
But just remember, look, but to be fair, Joyce didn't get knocked out. His eye was bust. He couldn't open his eye. So yeah, if I was Joyce, I'll go for the rematch. But if you're going to go for the rematch, you just fight him. Because Joyce was talking about him being a southpaw. He's never really had a fight of a southpaw. He started making one or two
excuses.
But I think he felt that he wasn't prepared for a southpaw, basically.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a narrow defeat when he lost against Hergovic, which was the last fight he fought. I think the score was 115-12 twice and 114-113. And even then, I think everyone was saying that's a bit generous. Like, you know, like that. It was one of those ones.
Yeah, but for 39-year-old, man, he's doing well, bro.
Yeah, 100%, man. But yeah, so that was shit get his hand, bro.
Yeah. And Frazee McBones, he had a fight.
Yeah,
as well.
My big up my guardian, brother. You get me?
Yeah, Frazee McBones, he had a fight.
You know, I saw him the first time.
Yes, AFTV.
Yes.
Thank you. I started following him straight away after that. Why is my pause? I don't know, man.
Can't be following, man.
Make it make sense, innit? But listen, I started following him, and I know his fight, it wasn't even on by the time that, because he had the first fight at 5 o'clock or something, or 5:30. I don't think.
Oh, man, early.
Yeah, so it wasn't on the TV. So I think when I switched on, I think there was someone else is having a fight. I can't remember.
It was one of them ones that was on if you was in the arena, but it's the early one. So
yeah, early birds.
Was it a knockout win or was this points?
It was. I think it was in points. It was in points. But he just battered the geezer left, right, the back. I don't know what this geezer was, who he was fighting, but this person was not ready for what he was doing, bro. It just compound him, but yeah, big up Frazee McBones, he smashed it.
All right, big up guy named brother Frazee. While we're talking about sport, we're not going to talk about any football that happened this week, so we'll just allow that. But
look at these guys, bro.
Ashraf Hakimi. Some people are calling him a genius.
Goat.
Some people call him the goat. So, just for those that are not up to scratch with Ashraf Hakimi. So, Ashraf Hakimi plays for PSG. He's a defender. And he's got a wife who is an actress. But I think their marriage is, like, coming apart and they're going to have a divorce. And obviously, because he's a footballer, the wife is like, yeah, baby.
I want half of everything.
Yeah.
Half of everything.
Yeah. On some Eddie Murphy... I want half, yeah, all of that stuff, yeah. But basically, what he's done is all of his money basically goes into his mum's account. So it goes directly to his mum. Like he pays, like basically,
everything's under his mum's name.
Everything is under his mum's name. Yeah, so all of his money, his house, everything is under his mum's name. And then basically, if he wants something, his mum will then go and buy it for him. Yeah. So
I don't think it's that. That's just memes.
Yeah, no, that's saying.
He can buy himself whatever.
Obviously, but what I mean is it goes through his mum, as in he doesn't have the account, yeah? And then what happens is, basically, because of this, there's nothing that she can get from him in a divorce.
Nothing.
But actually, because she's an actress and she earns money, actually, she's going to end up having to potentially give him half of her stuff.
Come on, my doggy.
Thank you.
My doggy.
So... yeah, it's a lot. And I know a lot of people are like, yeah, he's the man.
But do you know why it is like that?
He's just smart, isn't it? It's smart as well,
but it just shows to you that, you know, there's no, the justice system is not the justice system, because it seems that the men always suffer. And that's why everyone's with him in a sense of saying like, yeah, you are the man, because it's always the men who tend to kind of...
have to give half their shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This doesn't happen.
I was just about to say that, Richard Marr, that basically, I don't know who said it, I think it was Lil Duval, who said like, the marriage contract does not favour the man.
Doesn't favour the man. At all. Only favours the woman.
Do you know what I mean? So big him up for making everything favour him. Do you know what I mean? Big him up, man.
However,
However, he was in the wrong. This was.
What happened? What was the divorce over?
Because he brought women to the house. And serious? Yes, he was in the wrong. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's not going without things. I think there's lots.
Yeah,
of
so there's can't like give, allegation. You can't give him his flowers for doing something.
Okay, I didn't.
There's he's got allegations of rape. There's lots of things that are there going on at the moment with him.
Serious?
Yeah. But he's supposed to be a practicing Muslim man and all the rest of it.
That's all a front, bro.
Take it all back now. Oh.
Tell, do on my bad. That's what I did earlier when I thought my man was dead. My bad.
We walk backward this time.
There's always three sides.
His side, their side, and the truth.
Bro. Come on, dog.
Come on, Mark. Come on, Rich, man.
Everyone's got their own version, but I didn't read the scriptures.
Sorry.
Well, I probably learned this the other day. That's the thing. But fascinating stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, so there are parts of Shah Hakimi. I'm a bit like, Hakimi, come on, my brother.
Put up a bit there. No, I'm not.
All right. Our brother Jonathan Majors, what is happening with him?
Yeah, man. Reports have come out that he's basically his management team and other, basically the faculty around him are disbanding. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, when you're a major actor and whatnot, you have faculty, you have a management team, you have a promotion team, you have this, you have that. You know what I mean? And basically, they're all just breaking away slowly. You know what I mean? But the thing is, she's come out and said nothing happened. You know what I mean? But people are reading into it like they blatantly paid her, innit? They give her money to shut her up. And she's just saying that because she got some money. So they still don't believe that he didn't do nothing to her. You know, so basically, sponsoring deals have gone, advertisements that he was on, gone. Do you know what I mean? Management team gone. Do you know what I mean? So basically,
he's getting too big.
Yeah, it's
too many. There's too many in the circle. We can't have too many of you. Come on now. This is just me. It's my thoughts, not these guys' thoughts, guys. Marlon White's thoughts.
Well, the thing is, how do we? We don't. None of us know what's happened.
Exactly. So, no. That's what I'm saying.
My thoughts. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you can even say that because unless, of course, you know.
The thing is, I think that's where it gets a bit tricky because it's all right to the woman said it didn't happen, so that should be enough, regardless if you don't believe it or not. She's come out and said that she lied about it. So why is it not being dropped? Why?
That's real.
It must be more to the story, man.
You're saying something. There must be more. There doesn't have to be more. Like you just said it. We don't know. It could just be. I don't know.
I'm saying, but if he'd done nothing, then they would have dropped the charges. There probably still has to be a further investigation.
I don't know. Is he still under investigation?
I don't know if he's under investigation.
They haven't dropped the charges though.
The victim said he hasn't done anything to be charged for. They would have to drop the charges, no?
Not necessarily. The police can still proceed charges if they feel there's something there.
All right. So it says on March the 30th, Chowdhury, which is his attorney, he said that text message allegedly sent by the woman, one message including statements that they said they had to arrest you as protocol when they saw the injuries on me and they knew we had a fight. I'm so angry they did. I'm so in your position. We'll make sure nothing happens about this. I told them it was my fault for trying to grab your phone. I only just got out of hospital while another message included. I reiterated now this was not an attack and they do not have my blessing or any charges being placed. I read the paper they gave me about strangulation and I said point blank, this did not occur and should be removed immediately. So that's what the woman...
But is he being charged or like is he under investigation or anything?
Probably on bail.
On March 26th, Majors was arraigned in a New York City court on charges including assault, attempted assault, harassment, and aggravated harassment in connection to the arrest. They haven't said whether they're still or whatever.
It's most likely just on bail until they gather more evidence, but they're probably running through like a CPS kind of thing that they do in the UK.
And what they're saying is
this is going to take months.
So following his arrest, the United States Army announced they were suspending recruiting commercials that starred Majors. In a statement released to the public, the Army said, while Mr. Majors is innocent until proven guilty, prudence dictates that we pull our ads until the investigation to these allegations are complete. So I think everyone is just, everyone's kind of saying,
that makes sense.
Let me just take a step back until such time.
Yeah. That makes sense. And that's understandable. I expect that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, man, it's looking good, though. It's not looking good.
But obviously, like, I know people like MCU, they're thinking, rah, what are we doing? Cause...
Exactly, man. Because that basically, phase four was him, basically. He is...
No, I can't see them. Anyway, innocent to proven guilty. Everything still proceeds. Realistically, it's not going to take. It's going to take another couple months max to kind of know if you're being charged or not by the police force. It's not going to take that long.
Problem for me, those things stick, man. That's my issues. My issues have always been those things. Mud sticks, bro.
What's the purpose of the justice system then?
Boy, no, but it's the industry he's in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Come on. You saw what happened with people like Noel Clark, bro.
This is what I'm saying.
It's one of those things that, regardless of whether you did something or you didn't think, if those kind of allegations, those things will stick, bro. It's horrible. I mean, if you did it, then it's out of order. Do you get me? I'm not going to say claim people's innocence, but I will just say them things that will stick. And that's why I take it very seriously at work and all them things. Where anyone mentions those kind of things, I'm like, no, HR need to calm down right now. I'm not having a bar of it. We're not even allowing these kind of the dust to settle on these things.
Mm-hmm. But Nate,
we'll do this tomorrow. We did it now. Sorry, go on, Mark.
No, sorry, my bad. So what you just read. It kind of sounded like something did happen, though, no?
So she had
his phone, obviously, happened, and she's got bruises on her. Like.
So some interaction did definitely happen, which resulted in her going hospital. But I think the way it came out was like, they were like, oh, did he attack you? Or all that kind of stuff. And she's like, no, that's not what happened. You get me? We had an argument or whatever it is. I don't know. Like, I don't know if she wanted to go through the man's DMs. I don't know, innit? Maybe she held the phone, tried to make it put up his face so she can get into the phone. I don't know, who knows? Yeah, I don't know, but yeah.
I love the spices you add, bro. Anyway,
it has to be something, innit? You know, like that. It has to be something. Before we look at, there's a couple trailers that came out. I just wanted to say, some of you lot might not know who this person is, but RIP to Jah Shaka. From Jah Shaka Sound, like. That's you get me, like that's foundation there. Like when I heard that, I was like, rah, that's mad. Like I've been to like a couple of Jah Shaka events and all the rest of it, and like they're sick events. Like it's a different vibe. Like it's like a lot of like almost not dubstep, but it's that kind of like with them kind of sounds and that. Like I've gone with Natty and them. Like it's a lot, and I've always felt nothing but love in them kind of places. Like, do you get me? And that's foundation. So yeah, RIP to him, man. That was, you get me? I was like, rah. Obviously, people are big in it. They're grown-ups, but I didn't expect it. You know, like that. Like, that's not what I expected to hear, man. That's not what I expected to hear.
Nate, sorry, just before we go to the films and show, I know we wasn't going to talk about football, Merv. I know. But it's one quick thing. Like, I don't think we brought up on the pod last week, but just the whole Lukaku thing. Like, obviously, man got racially abused when after he scored a penalty. And he just done a shush and a salute or I don't know. But,
I will also say that is his normal celebration.
Okay.
It's not even like that's the maddest thing. It's about so it's how things are taken out of context, because every time he scores, he does that celebration. Yeah. But it's because because of the racial abuse he was getting on that day, when he did it, it almost seemed like he was doing it to those racist fans. Yeah. And then the Italian FA and all the rest of it, they're not backing him.
But they give me a yellow card.
You got a second yellow and a red card.
Yeah,
for it.
Yeah. And they're not rescinding it. It's like this is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, like obviously I don't go on a long spill or whatever, but this is what I'm saying, bruv. Like, if that doesn't show you like racism, I don't know what else will show you racism. You know, If that doesn't show you blatant racism by the system, I don't know what else we can show you, bro. Because this is what I'm trying to say. Like, Gary Lineker done his thing, and everyone backed him. Everyone backed him. Now, everyone's talking. Henri's talking. What's my man? Memphis put a little thing on Instagram. But it's all talk. No one's doing nothing. When Mario Balotelli said, listen, African players or black players, let's all get together and build stadiums back home. No one backed him. Bruv, we're not wanted here, bruv. Build our own shit in Africa, Caribbean. Let's move over there and build our own stadiums, make our own leagues, and tear it up over there, bruv. We're not wanted, bruv. And that's what happened with the Italian Federation. That is blatant in your face, like, but blatant as you could get. What else do you need?
It's not like he was in. It's not like he took his top off. He
middle did
his,
finger.
Yeah, anything like that. He did his normal.
No, Eric Cantona kicking up nothing.
Exactly, and like Nate said, he did his normal BAU celebration.
Bro. And that's why for me, this is where it comes down to that Gary Lineker thing. When he got in his little feelings, everyone backed him. Everyone just get me. Match of day played, no sounds. Yeah, no sounds. Yeah, for me, if I'm a black player right now in Italy, when it comes to next game, the music's going to come out. I'm going to walk and I'm going to stop just before I get on the pitch. And that's me. I'm not going on the pitch.
Straight.
I'm not going on the pitch. I'll turn up. I'll do my training. There's nothing that you can find me for that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. But actual playing, I'm not doing it until you lot sort it out.
And that's really across the black, every black player, every player. Not even it should be the white players.
Yeah, it should be the saying,
ones.
It
should be ones, they should be the ones talking up.
It should be everyone saying, "No, we're not agreeing with this. We'll turn up to the stadium. We're not playing."
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. It's not a change, though. Yeah.
No, but it's good to speak about it because it is still happening despite everything that we've gone through in the last 2-3 years. Especially since George Floyd and all that kind of stuff there. So it's definitely something worth speaking about again. And if it has to be repeated again, we're going to repeat it again.
And no other federations, the English FA haven't spoken up, the Spanish League haven't spoken up, the German League haven't said nothing, the French League, no one said nothing.
No, I get why they haven't said anything.
Why?
Because the Italian League have to speak up. It's Italian League, and the black players...
But the Italians are not saying nothing.
No, the black players within that league have to do something for anyone to do, and they haven't done anything.
Chelsea also needs to do something. He's still a Chelsea player.
Chelsea?
He's still a Chelsea player.
No, of course. Chelsea can release it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Chelsea must be saying, look, Lukaku, come back home, bro. Come back home.
No, I don't want him, boy.
No, but they're going to need him because they stink. They got knocked out of the Champions League today, too. No, they stink.
I know. To be fair, it should be his, like I said, his teammates and the other black players within the league. I big up, what's his name?
Memphis Depay.
Mumbai, you know, I'm about to call him Mumbai. I can't believe it.
It's not staying in India, bro.
No, I know. But big up for some other footballers speaking about it.
They're speaking it.
I know.
And they're at it, but. What's being done, brother? But anyway, we move. Let's move.
Yeah, he's going back to Chelsea anyway. He's not going to stay in Inter Milan next year anyway. Yeah. All right. Also, two trailers that I don't think they even came out this week, but upcoming things. There's a show called The Continental that's coming out, which is in the world of John Wick.
Was that an actual trailer? Was that a link?
No, that wasn't a trailer. That is.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Talk of they're now going to do some shows. Is it a show that's now going to be in that world?
Yeah.
It's a series that's in the world of John Wick. So yeah, that'd be interesting.
Hmm. I bet that's where the Shinobi guy will be in there most of it.
The Shinobi guy?
The
guy,
the tracker.
Yeah, tracker. That's
my guy. Yeah. But yeah, so that, I'm looking forward to seeing what that is. And obviously, we've watched in the past couple of weeks, we've watched Elwha, we haven't spoken about it. Some of us have watched Air, we've watched Tetris. There's a new one coming out that should be coming out some point in the next couple of months, which is called Blackberry.
Yeah, that looks big.
And yeah, it's good. Bro, I don't know. I find enough of these things, enough just nostalgic.
Yeah, of BlackBerry, course, standard.
Did every man in here have a BlackBerry?
Of course.
I had a work one.
Not so me.
What? I had a work BlackBerry. That's it.
You know me long enough to decide I didn't have a BlackBerry, bro.
How can you even? But how old are you? 40? You didn't have a BlackBerry.
Nokia.
What is wrong with you?
Sony Ericsson or well, yeah, Google.
Oh, you had the Sony Ericsson Walkman phone. Them handing there, innit?
Yeah. What am I doing with
Eric's a water fire.
Yeah, he was one of them man as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was one of them man.
I'm an artist.
Look, Black and BB.
BBM.
I was never on that because the work for that had
12,000 buttons. No, I didn't know.
BBM, bruv. That was the thing, bruv.
I've never been on that.
I'm gonna lie, BBM.
Nah. I used to hear about it a lot. Mar, what do you have it?
I tried to get into it, but nah.
It was never my thing.
Never mind. I got Doug to give me one of his old Blackberries, and yeah, I just tried to get on the craze, but nah, it wasn't for me.
BBM, bro, that I ain't gonna lie, that got
too
me the,
much, bro.
That got me the mother of my children, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. BBM, bro.
Come on,
like, bro, I'm in lessons on the BBM. Hey, that was the original social media.
So BBM is like an. It was basically like a WhatsApp, but you can collect WhatsApp. Everyone's pin. Yeah, it's like you can collect everyone's pins. And what's your pin? So people, you know, back in the day, everyone's exchanging mobile numbers. No. What's your pin?
Yeah,
everyone's asked for your pin.
Give someone their pin. You don't even need to give them a number. Your pin. And to be fair, I don't think you even needed data to use the pin.
The only thing I used to do was, do you remember back in the day, voicemails, and you had to like three different codes.
052, 052. I used to remember doing the old, you get someone's number, like, all of a sudden, like, how do you leave a message on my phone? I called you, but you didn't answer, innit? Lies, you know, you just directly call straight into their mailbox, boy. Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely going to be big. I'm looking forward to that.
That was our social media, man.
That was it, boy. The only thing is, I don't know if they'll focus on BBM, like BBM pin on in the film BlackBerry, but
they should do. Otherwise, they've missed the trick there.
No, they will because
they should do. They should do. I don't see why
they
not.
Should
that's
do.
A, that's that was like one of the major points. Yeah. Yeah. BlackBerry.
That's
not the business phone.
BBM.
It's not going to be. It's going to be about the social side of it. It's not going to be about the business side of it. Surely, in the movie.
I think it's going to be about how they got the phone, because obviously they had a phone.
And then it's going to explode on how many people loved it. And
then they're going to start talking about how do we get it to the masses, innit?
Yeah.
And maybe they will start talking about BBM PIN, but I don't think they're going to be talking about links and that. You get me?
What? Didn't Maxwell D do a BBM BlackBerry tune? BlackBerry hype?
Yeah. He did.
Imagine that tune in there. Anyway, so.
All right, guys. We're going to get some TV and film. And I'm going to hand over to the legend, which is Rich. And he's going to introduce Power.
Wait, hold on. First of all, who watched Power?
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, these two guys are sellouts, but it's cool, isn't it? But come on. My prediction from last week, Lorenzo has to go. Let's just get to the...
Too quickly, man.
No. You can't. Listen. Okay. For the ones who don't watch Power, from last week, what was identified, Monet had suspicion that Lorenzo had killed. What's his name again?
Zeke.
Killed Zeke.
Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, there's no way Monet's the kind of person. You can't let this drag on to like the last episode. This can't happen.
Hold on a second. Marlon looks hella scary there, you know. Freaking hell. I thought it was like some skeletal or something, the way his head was down. It was just all dark, man.
I told you, you lost bare weight.
No, I see. I don't understand.
I didn't mean that, Marlon.
No, not you. You're cool. You're cool, man. This dickhead, I don't know why he's sending for me today. I don't understand. But go on, carry on with your Power story.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew they couldn't, because when Monet knows something, she's onto it. She's quick to react, and the fact that it was Lorenzo's day on this special episode, and the way she went about it, she called Kane. Kane, get in the car. Tell me this. Kane's like, You know, you don't see Kane ever stutter. Kane was doing the ultimate stuttering. You know, I don't know. Pops, sell out, sold him out. Cool. Let me go to the guy that I can trust and ask him one or two questions. And you go to Tyreek. Tyreek, I need you. I need you to find this information. You know, this Tyreek, right? He is some little genius, isn't he? Honestly, the way he manipulates people and uses people is different levels, you know.
That's true ghost, isn't it, bro?
No, it's proper. It is proper true ghost. And obviously, one of the main reasons why she went to Tariq, because to be fair, out of everyone, I know Tariq's not a son, but he's the only one she can really trust out of everyone to kind of keep it real and be honest. And obviously, when she found out that the guy that they initially killed, who they believe that killed Zeke, was actually away. It wasn't even in that part of the city. She kind of clocked. Yeah, it was definitely Lorenzo who killed
Zeke.
So she went to Frank's wife. Sorry?
No, I said Frank's girl, because you didn't know the name. It was Frank's girl.
No, it was coming. It was there, tip of my tongue.
Stop saying suspect things then.
No, we need to have a separate pod to discuss this kind of pause and what pause actually means. But anyway, so she went to Frank. She went to Frank's wife, Frank, who passed away in season 2, and told her basically, well, she tried to run game in it. So she tried to get her to do her dirty work. So by telling Frank's wife that basically
Lorenzo.
But basically told her a lie, saying Lorenzo ordered a hit on Frank, which never happened because she arranged for Frank to be killed. It was never Lorenzo. Do you get what I mean? Because Lorenzo didn't even know that Frank was coming out of prison at that time anyway. So she already tried to play a game. And for her shock, she said, "Nah, do you know what? I've had enough death in the family. I'm not gonna tell the children because we know if one of my children go out to go and kill your husband, it's going to be the kids versus the kids. And obviously the kids are going to die." And obviously Monet was kind of pissed at the same time. So there was a scene where Frank's son came to the house to check Drew. So obviously Drew and the son have been seeing each other on a regular basis. Not just for they're selling drugs, but they've also been sleeping with each other. And her, Monet and him were talking, and she asked him a question about when your father died, when do you ever feel better in the sense of when does it ever
get easier?
Easier. And he kind of says, it kind of gets diluted, but really and truly, it's never. If I had an opportunity to slit his throat, the person who killed my father, I would slit his throat. And she said, yeah. And I was like, yeah, she's got something up her sleeve. And then we see there's a scene before this, Lorenzo then admitted to Monet that he did shoot Zeke, which I respect because he finally come out of it, innit? He finally come out and said, "Yeah, I did it," you know. But at the end of the day, he was kind of pushed into it because he knew that Kane. Because when Kane mentioned to him, Ma kind of knows, was asking questions. So he's like, "You know what? Let me just say something now, so that we can kind of manage it out as a family and as a couple, with a marriage couple, whatever it is." It just didn't work. Lorenzo, she told Lorenzo, "Don't come back. Go to New York. Go whatever country, wherever you want to go. We're done."
Well, she didn't murk him. I thought she'd have murked him.
No, she got Gordo to do it.
Well, hold on. How can you just? What are you doing, bro? Who does that?
I thought you already said that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Sorry.
this I'm trying to say. When you're not here, it's better, bro.
Oh, but you're explaining like every single scene, innit?
No, I'm explaining
like, the fundamental. Well, like, and he said, I'm cut like every detail. I mean,
I said that, you know, you know, purpose. I said that on purpose, you know. He's such a prick. He's such a prick.
So go and carry, no, like carry on.
I can't carry on now. You've just wrecked it. And there's so much in this episode. This episode is like a 5 or 10% part of the episode. There's so much that happened in this episode. So much, but like, I leave the next part to you.
No, don't do that. You was carrying on, bro. I'm listening. No,
bro, next, move on.
Now you lot have got him with his feelings. He's going to be vexed for the
whole
No, because what's happened is you've interrupted and you've just said what happened and not exactly what how it happened or anything.
You said.
Can I ask you a question? These reviews on shows, we're expecting the people that are listening that they've watched it as well, right?
Yeah, that's why you put the time. Spoilers.
You're like the people that are listening that really are intent on hearing this power stuff, they probably watched what you're talking about. So
So the thing is, if you had watched it and if Kel had watched it, then we would speak about it, but you haven't. So I'm explaining.
I hear that.
So I'm having to explain it then instead of just talk randomly about it. Do you get what I mean?
You Merv and Nate could have just had a conversation about it. But it's cool.
But you butted in.
Because you're taking long.
But anyway, Nate, continue on.
Go on, Nate. Just finish going.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of stuff that happened in this episode. I didn't like it.
Why?
Sorry, tell you what, I thought there was too much. There was too much that happened in this episode. I think the fact that the dad died, I think the fact they revealed the Lauren reveal. It was too much that happened in this episode.
Yeah, they made this episode
almost like we're running out of time before we finish the series. We have to do everything in one episode, and that's why I didn't like it. I thought it was too much. It didn't feel natural to me.
The only thing that didn't feel natural is that woman ended up in Italy. That black woman. Who asked?
She just randomly
to go and do the job. That one
randomly
there,
popped up.
I thought everything else in this episode is perfect except for that whole Italian job they had to go and do.
But you know what I'm saying? There was too much in this episode. This is the first time power has gone to another country. You know, yeah. Instead of the whole episode being about them in Italy, we've got them doing a heist, them going to see secret art things. They've got them trying to do a job to go and get like a recording device, then trying to use that recording device to get to blackmail this big, massive, like almost MP or something, whatever he was. Then for him to get murked, we found out that she's got a secret child or a child. It was so much. I was like, brother, whoa. Like, for me,
when that bit came on, when she came on, I wasn't even like looking at the screen. I just heard her voice. I looked up, I was like, who's that? British person talking, I realised, you've finally joined us again, have you?
She's back, because we're now in Europe. So now we're good. Also, now we've killed this person, we can now do more guns. They don't want to do guns. They still have the guns from the last one. Yeah? The only difference is they got money for it. They don't want to do with... Do you see what I'm saying? That's what it was too much, man. Like,
This is why I stopped.
I feel like they gave my man, who's Monet's ex that she loved, or the one that
Mecca
went from being this kingpin of like drugs to Mecca was this FBI snitch to like how many pies was Mecca? The FBI were allowing Mecca to do all of this. The CIA were allowing Mecca to do all of this because he was informing on people. It's too much. Man. It's too much.
No, I just thought it was a lot there. The whole Italian thing, like getting all that, getting the information from that man and all that stuff. I thought that was too much. Everything else, the Lauren thing, that had to come out eventually.
Yeah, but did it have to come out like this?
No, she gave so much detail away. Do you know what I mean? It's like, was that really necessary, Lauren? Like.
Just
exposition.
But the whole Lauren thing has been dragging on from episode 1. We're in episode 5 now. Do you get what I mean? This is only going to go up to nine or ten episodes.
Are we doing a mid-season break or something? Is that what it is?
Potentially, but
what episode are we up to now? Five.
Yeah. Six. There's a six trailer out already. So
okay, so it's not even like a mid-season trailer break.
Yes. So like, I'm happy with Lauren revealing herself to Tariq, and that's just going to explode. That whole thing there, that's just definitely going to explode.
Yeah, but what's he going to do?
Bro, I don't know. Because in a sense, he loves Effie. Brendan is his homeboy. He's be like, what? And he's going to find out Kane knew about it as well. He's just like, what? Kane knew as well?
Wasn't it Kane that told him, Kane told Brandon to do it?
Yeah. I'm sure.
You're right. I think it was. It was Kane.
Yeah, Kane was the one that said for it to happen. And then he obviously told Brandon. Brandon couldn't do it. And that's when Brandon got Effie involved.
And that classic trope of, I got something to tell you. Oh, never mind. I just want to.
I love you. Get a grip, bruv.
I can't stand it when they do things like that. And I swear, like, in an episode before, Tariq was like, I got something to tell you. My phone's ran, so I can't tell you. Mine just was going to take 2 seconds to tell you.
Also, guys,
yeah.
The other day, Tariq, yeah, he got called out by them guys in BMF. Tariq got a brand new car. I don't know if you ever spoke about
it. He could drive
now. He's got a car that he can't afford to pay for. Yeah, he's got one big Ferrari in that, yeah? Have you seen him drive this car again? What was the point of this? Him getting this big supercar? He doesn't drive it. Also, if he drives this car, you're going to get pulled over. You're in uni, bruv. Like, why are you driving this big whip?
Bruv, if it's insured and it's in his name, it's no problem, innit? No one's going to tell you nothing. Simple as that.
Okay.
What do you think of that whole thing about Kiki finding Brandon's phone and that Cash App's application is all been, you know, he said, you've been credited. Don't you think that part's a bit silly?
I think Kiki, she don't mind because she's getting tennis.
And maybe she might be like, I want to get in this too.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, what's your...
Did Merv just do a black woman American
accent? I don't know. I don't want to say that.
What's your thoughts on RSJ?
That's a car. Who's that RSJ?
A black man that Tariq went to Italy with.
You mean Jenkins? Ron Jenkins?
He's a ball fest, man. I don't know.
He's himself RSJ, isn't it?
I like him. I think because he's Ron Jenkins, but I also like the fact that obviously that is Partlow from The Wire, isn't it? Yeah, that's Chris Partlow from The Wire.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like the fact that you having 50, you've reached out, you've got one of these kind of actors in. So for me, I'm here for it.
Do you notice that all the powerful black men in power have a certain slime about them? Like, look how Tate behaves, look how that RSJ behaves.
Yeah.
Davis as well. They kind of just behave like, yes, well. Like, they're so villainy, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just proper typical characters. Yeah, just playing it out.
No, but you know what I think? I think RSJ is an older version of Tariq. Because, exactly. He said it, and if people judge me or my father... You know, I wouldn't be here. Well, you know, he kept on referring to his own father and the stuff that he did when he was 19. It just feels like he's going to be someone within the kind of episodes come down the line. Yeah. But I'm not too sure yet.
All right, cool. But no, power's good. Sax is now done with my girl.
Well, we just spent an hour cussing it and you'll see power was good.
You just said it.
I said I did a light episode. I don't mind power. It's power. Comes out every Friday. I watch it. And I make sure I'm available to watch it for the pod as well. Even if there's things I don't like, I still watch them for the pod. Because I do it for the people.
I get a jabs. It's fine.
I don't think that people appreciate.
No, I don't think that people appreciate how quick Nate is, you know. Because, like, we get it. When you kind of digs a little bit, Pause. I know we need a pause.
I know this, but
I know you know, but like I said it so calmly and like it's just smooth with it kind of thing. Don't fall for it, people.
Don't fall for it, man.
Guys, I'm just a good guy. Right, guys, that was power. We'll hand over next week. Rich, I apologize again.
Yeah, it's too late for that, bruv. That's the last time I'll be doing that.
That's not the last time, Rich. Come on, man. That was energy, Rich. That was 2 weeks worth of energy.
Nope.
Rich. All right, look, he's in his feelings.
Sorry, I know I'm moving after the pod, but it is better when you have a conversation about it personally.
Rich is in his
feelings. I kind of learned from it. It sounds interesting, but when you're just like literally discussing what happens in an episode, it's...
I don't think he likes my comments. But, guys, I have done it. I am up to date with Mandalorian. Just in time for the fight season finale, which is happening, comes out tomorrow. So I'm ready for Mandalorian talk if we're going to. This is the way.
Oh, man, you got it before me.
I was waiting.
I was like, when can I fit it in?
Yeah, this is the way, bro. Oh. This is the way. I'm here for it. I'm going to be honest with you, though. I like it. But I'm glad I watched it in the way that I've watched it.
So am I. So, because you know, but you must admit, Mervia, this season is the weakest season so far out of all of them.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if I would have had the energy to watch it if I was doing it week. I like the fact that I've literally just blitzed through it and I've fully involved myself in the whole kind of Mandalorian world and the Mandalores and all of that kind of stuff. I even watched episode 5, 6, and 7 of Boba Fett, and I felt bad. Do I need to go back and watch 1 to 4?
Didn't watch 1 to 4.
No, I went 5 to 7. Yeah, I just did 5 to 7.
Yeah.
But I feel like I should go back and just watch 1 to 4 just for the bands.
Yeah, I mean, one to four is just about how he became who he is, basically.
But I think it's such a liberty that 5, 6, and 7. Was really nothing to do with
it. It was Mandalorian. I think it was Mandalorian.
That's a liberty, yeah? For your series to be about you, and then halfway through it, they're like, it's nothing to do with you again.
Even Luke showed up in Ahsoka.
I know you popped up in the last episode, yeah? But it was nothing to do with you. I'm looking forward to the last episode.
But Nate, you don't know who Ahsoka is, innit?
No,
that's what you do. Watch Clone Wars.
No, but I told you I can't watch.
I know. But basically, she was Anakin's apprentice.
It's quite racism.
No, I feel so bad about it because the new Star Wars things that are coming out are animated. I think we're a bit more kiddie ones. Yeah, they're coming out next month, or whatever. Yeah.
What, Visions?
Yeah, is it Visions? The two cartoons. There's two cartoons coming out.
Leave. Bro, this is not for kids, man.
One's coming out on Disney Plus and one's coming out on Disney Junior. Bro, if it comes out on Disney Junior, it's a kid for kids. It's for kids. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is on Disney Junior, guys.
Yeah, big up Mickey Mouse
Clubhouse. That's what I'm saying. It's for kids. But that's the only thing. I miss some of the references because obviously I don't watch the whole anime.
Just watch it for NJ, man. Trust me, he'll love it.
Nah, bruv.
I think Clone Wars is a bit too old for NJ, so.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there like, I don't think I could. And the amount of episodes there are, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, it's too much. Yeah, Clone Wars is too much.
I gave it my whole commitment, man. I gave it a heart. Really.
Bruv, I'll go back and I'm going to go watch Andor. Like, I like Andor. And I'm
Andor, I'll try. I will try again with Andor. I will try again.
But this is me for now.
But Andor, is there going to be season 2? Do you know yet, Murph?
Season 2.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing this.
That's after Rogue One, yeah? Or before? Yeah.
Before Rogue One. Yeah.
And I'm hearing they also might do one with... Who's the one that goes... He's in Atlanta and he's in that Welcome to America
song.
The black guy.
Well, that done Billy Dee Williams character. Why? Yes.
Lando. They might do a Lando one, but he's enough busy, so they want to do one.
I'm sure. I don't know if they're scrapping that. You know, I'm sure I heard they're scrapping it.
I think they want. I would like to watch that one. I thought that would be quite good.
Yeah, maybe I hope.
But yeah, I'm fully like I'm invested. What's his name's character? You know the guy from who's the baddie in Mandalorian. He always seems to kind of play the baddie in everything.
Gus. Gus. Oh,
Gus from
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. And I don't know how to say his name, and I will never say his name properly.
Why is his name just completely gone out of my head? The character's name.
It's Italian, or I think it's Italian name or something.
Yeah. Is it Spanish? No. What's his character's name, though?
Gideon. Is it Gideon? Gideon.
Yeah, Moff Gideon.
Moff Gideon.
Yeah.
But he's, I don't know, he's moving very, what's the word? I am your father-ish in this series.
I know, is it too much? You know what? You get those characters in Star Wars that are like discount Darth Vader's, basically.
Yeah, he's like
just be your own person, isn't it?
I want him to be himself. Like,
I think I'm sure I didn't see that helmet in season two that he had. But then again, because he took some risks, in it, like he got his rocket pack and all that stuff, so he upgraded his outfit.
Because he's almost like a Mandalorian. But yeah. I didn't get the reference, Cole. You may have to explain to me. So in the group, you put the video that says something such, the guy is not a Mandalorian or is not Mandalorian. I didn't understand the reference.
When?
In the group, you said that there was like a reveal that... You know the guy that's from The Last of Us? The Last of Us? No, it's not Last of Us.
Oh no. The guy playing...
Pedro Pascal.
Pascal.
Yeah.
It's not him in it all the time. It's different. It's just any Tom, Dick, or Harry that they put in a... Under the armor.
That's what you was talking about?
Yeah.
Bro, I was sitting there going, like, what does he mean? Does he mean it's not him now? I then started thinking, is everyone now a Mandalorian? The series is not about him anymore? Because that came out before I watched series three. So I was like, what, he's not the guy anymore? What, is it about any of them?
Do you know who's not about him anymore right now, is it? Do you know who the armorer is, Kel? The person that plays the armorer?
No.
Do you know, what's her name? In Supernatural, what's his name? Lucifer's sister.
Lucifer's who?
Sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's her, isn't it? I can't remember her name, though. And she was helping Dean, isn't it? Dean and Sam at one point.
Yeah. But I can't remember her face. That's the thing.
Yeah, she yeah.
I can't remember her face, man. But I know who you're talking about. Yeah, you're face, Marlon.
No.
He was.
I can't remember her face, but yeah, okay.
Nate, did you like her?
I don't trust her.
Did you like last week's episode with not last?
Oh, you're talking about the one with Jack Black and all of them in it. I see that stuff like, bro, why is Lizzo in this? Like,
Lizzo? I don't know who Lizzo is, you know.
Well, you had a week, bro.
I know.
I know.
The homework got cancelled, bro.
The black woman Lizzo, she's like, she's a singer in America, but she was also like, people used to kind of like, she was very happy to be her size, and she was promoting like not being against a sizist and not being size zero and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of people like respect her and they like her, and she's like, she'll take pictures in her knickers and her baggy and all them things and like just post it, and she wasn't ashamed about herself and all the rest of it. That's who Lizzo is.
Yeah, that episode was mad
because it was mad because even, you know, the guy I thought, that's when that's Jack Black, but I'm not really paying too much attention. I was like, I don't know Lizzo properly, so to know that's her, yeah. But it was the why when I saw Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah, Christopher
Lloyd. I said, what is this? And then I realized that.
How old is that guy, man? But he's been old since Back to the Future 1, bro. And I mean super old.
Marty.
He's 84.
Yes.
Yeah, 84 years old. Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. But who was the last what's it called? Mandalorian that was out there with the machine, the big machine.
I'm sure that's the John Favreau character, isn't it?
I'm not sure who he is.
Whoever it was, yeah. Is it me or is that... That scene annoyed me a little bit. Man said, no, you go. There's too many. Close the door. Killed them.
He killed every one of them.
Within seconds. Why couldn't you just go or her come and help you? I just didn't get it.
He killed every one of them.
He wants to be the hero.
Like, go. There's too many. But I killed them. There's like three of them.
The minute he said go, we all knew.
Yeah. I knew something started shooting.
Yeah, he's gonna die.
I feel like I'm shouting now because of this mic.
But he killed
don't worry about that, man. We can hear you
he killed every one of them, and then he turned around, and then they came back. Was that when he came back and was killed? Yeah, but there was three of them that came through. Yeah,
yeah. What are those? What are those red?
Demons? They're like the imperial. I'm sure they're the ones that were in when what's his name? Kylo Ren and Rey were fighting in The Last Jedi, and before they killed Snoke.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, no, it was good. What do you reckon? Because obviously there's going to be. I think they've already confirmed there's going to be a season 4.
Yeah. It's written already.
Yeah, there's potentially going to be up to 10 of them or something. Oh, are we saying? What do we think is going to happen this week? So, who was the Mandalorian that got caught?
Jin.
It was the main Mandalorian that got caught.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming he's going to be rescued by next week, like by tomorrow. He's going to have.
Bo-Katan will probably save him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people are vexed about because they're calling it the Bo-Katan show, isn't it?
But man, what was he saying last week? What was he saying?
What's that?
I don't know if you remember our conversation about the whole Bo-Katan taking over from.
No, but She is really supposed to reclaim Mandalore anyway.
That's fine that she does that, but this is the Mandalorian. Just like we just cussed Boba Fett, it was his show, and then Mandalorian came and took his show away from him. She doesn't need to do that in Mandalorian.
I think the formula of Star Wars. I don't necessarily agree with it, which is weird, but I think the formula of Star Wars is that they have the person show, but they're not actually the main person in it. Weirdly. Like, I mean, Boba Fett, a thing in there. Mandalorian, now you've got what's her name?
This might be a downfall for the Mandalorian, personally, because the first two seasons was amazing. And
I know,
this season ain't great. It's not.
That's why Star Wars in general. Star Wars in general is in trouble, because this is what they keep doing. They keep just like
money grabs, isn't it? Quick.
Just pick one and just write a good story. Do you know what I mean? So, let's see what happens.
I said to one of my bedrooms that watches Mandalorian, and he was like saying that how, Grogu, bro, you got trained by Luke Skywalker. Yeah, I don't know how long it was for, but, bro, you should be a bad man still.
Yeah, now man's in some exosuit. What's his name? RM12 or something.
Yes. No. Yes.
That was funny. I ain't gonna lie. That made me laugh.
That was funny. what my brother was saying that he should be at least do you know what I mean? Like levels ahead now, because he was with Luke Skywalker for a minute.
That's one thing I'm vexed about, you know, because that probably took away the last episode of
the second season.
It was so emotional, bro. Yeah. Such impactful writing. Man took a bit of it. This is me. Goodbye. But to be fair, I don't really care about Grogu, really. Like, if I was never to see him after...
Yeah, exactly. It would be fine.
He's cute, he's funny, innit? But it's a gimmick,
funny,
innit?
But
I want to see the Mandalorian, innit? So Luke takes him away and does whatever with him. But it's like, just give him a choice. It's either you train with me or go back to Mandalorian, to Din. It's like, I'll go back to Din. It's like...
I'm with you on that, boy. And the fact that it was the first episode that he was just there, back straight.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's almost like they killed Iron Man, and then the very next movie have Iron Man in the film.
Yeah, basically.
Like we just all had emotion about him dying, and now he's just back.
Yeah, just put that all away. Yeah. Right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah, I'm like I said, for me, I'm glad I caught up. I feel like I should have put a bit more respect on it, but I feel like I'm glad I've done it now as I've done it. If that makes sense,
I'm glad.
The week thing would have upset me, and I'm definitely looking forward to Ahsoka's. Is it Ahsoka?
Yeah.
Her show coming up. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's gonna be. Yeah. All right. But yeah, no, that was definitely, that was Mando. But I know we spoke about this briefly before, and I told you about Beef. Did any of you man, watched
Beef?
It?
Beef is
I binged it myself too, bro.
Binged that Beef.
Sorry for my comments last week. Sorry for my comments.
Yeah.
I didn't get you because you, man, downplayed it.
But I only watched two episodes.
Yeah, Rich was only watched one episode. And Mano was like, yeah.
I kind of said that I have to kind of watch a bit more of it because I'm not sure of it at the moment. Yeah. But watching
for me, for the first episode alone, I was hyped. I was like,
I want to watch more.
Yeah, I was like, this is sick. The first episode, I was like, raw. The way Rich was downplaying it after
did you finish it, Rich? Or did you have you only still watched the first episode?
I see the Mickey beats.
No, I haven't finished it. I watched the fourth episode.
Okay, so you're catching up. You're catching up. Okay. I liked it.
The reason why I said because Nate mentioned it, and I thought I've only watched the one episode. I can't big up the whole thing and say it's sick because there's only one episode.
You said you're not like you downplayed it in the sense of like if I watched that first episode, I'd be like, I watched the first episode. It's looking all right still. You get me a little
from the first episode. I thought this show is going to be sick.
I didn't get that from the first episode.
Really awful.
Like someone beeped you. Someone beeped at you, and then you're angry and you chase them. That's the first episode.
It wasn't just the beep.
It was, and then the finger up, and that's what I thought.
But you saw, you could tell the guy was strict. Like
yeah, but I knew that.
It's all a build up. It's all a build up.
Maybe it's like.
Four episodes in.
Breaking Bad, but I don't know.
That's when I tell man, this is definitely worth watching. Not on the first episode, and then for us to finish it, episode 8, and this is a waste of my time.
That was good, though. It was good.
It's the truth. It's the truth, though.
Get out of here, man.
I can't pick it up.
I saw 8:24, I was like, this is going to be sick. I don't know how it's going to be sick, but I know there's going to be... There's some gems in this, isn't
it? So do that again, man. The minute you saw what
A24, like the studio.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the road.
So did I. Thank you, Marlon. I was about to Google map it.
You know, like, where is A24? Where is that, Colorado? I'm glad you enjoyed it. I spoke to you about it already. And like I said, it was one of those ones that I just watched and I just kept on watching it.
Yeah,
like, and I love Ali Wong. I like Ali Wong.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know what? I'm so glad I didn't know she was a comedian. I didn't know obviously I've seen her, but I didn't know it was her. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because she was at the Chris Rock show, right?
Yeah,
who that was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Ali Wong. I've read her books. I've got a lot of time for Ali Wong, man.
So I'm glad I found it was her after I watched it. I was like, oh yeah.
I liked it. I did like it. It then, I think maybe around episode 8, it got a bit...
Spooky.
Korean-ish.
It got weird, didn't it?
Korean-ish is the wrong word, what I mean, but it's their kind of twist of, like, world cinema and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's always a little bit, it's a bit alternative certain times, like random deaths and all that kind of stuff. I was like, I don't know, it's not lighthearted anymore, but I enjoyed it. I did enjoy the series.
Yeah,
it's got an A24 touch to it, bro. That's why, man.
To be honest, you keep on saying A24. I'm now going to Google A24 everywhere. Okay.
Midsommar, Hereditary,
cool. Yeah, I see.
I'm sure they've done...
Ex Machina. Yeah, I see it.
I'm sure they've done what's it called as well? The Knock in the Cabin. Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got that kind of airiness, isn't it?
Yeah, I liked it, man. I liked it.
And you know, I liked it was a Far Eastern cast. I liked that as well. I don't think I've ever seen an American show that's predominantly Far Eastern cast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the one before that comedian who was in Mandarin, that woman, that she had a Far Eastern TV show as well.
What was that name?
Or the mum? You're talking about the main woman.
The main woman, yeah.
Yeah, Ali Wong, yeah.
Yeah, she had a show on Netflix as well.
And there was that one, there was that film...
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good, like Crazy Rich Asians. All right, cool. Well, is there anything else that people been watching? Rich, I know that you went cinema to watch Air. I know I spoke about when I went to watch my exclusive, and I understand you had to pay a lot of money for it.
Oh my!
Don't even do a review on it because I ain't seen it yet. Just say you like it.
No. Don't jump in. Don't you dare jump in. Yeah. Who told me to go to every man cinema, bro?
What was it? Was it date night or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Date night. Enough.
So like I went there, and do you know what? I haven't been in ages, right? But it despite the prices, seats were comfortable. It was a good watch. The film is a fantastic film. Anyone hasn't seen it, make sure you go and see it. It's like the background behind Air Jordans and the way it's set up. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic film. Yeah, definitely, I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay, no, definitely. I encourage you not to watch it. Definitely. It's good. All right.
Did we discuss Tetris, though? I know you've been waiting for everyone to watch it, but has everyone watched? I don't know.
I've seen it, and I know I watched it. Like, I don't know if everyone else has seen it.
I've seen it.
Kel did that face like, I'm working too hard at the moment. I'm working too hard. I haven't got time for this stuff. So, all right, if we haven't, we can talk about it. I guess we'll talk about it.
No, we
can talk about it next week. That's fine. We'll talk about it properly next week. We'll give it, no, I want to get, I think we need to give it its time, like actual time to discuss it properly.
I might watch it again.
Yeah, I think it was good. I don't know if did any of you ever start watching the Power?
Yeah. I'm up to date with it.
No, the missus watched it, but I never watched it.
We need to discuss the Power next week. I want to watch this week's episode. We need to discuss the Power. It's very good.
Good, man. It is good.
It's very good. It's very good. And I've been told, shout out Michelle and shout out Georgina, there's a thing on Netflix called, is it Obsessed?
Obsession. I wanted to start that today, actually.
It's a four episodes.
Yeah, four. Yeah, and it's four only episodes. Like 30 minutes. Each.
I'm hearing this one to watch.
The thing is, it came out, and I kept thinking it was that Idris and Beyonce.
I know. That was so rubbish, bro.
Yeah. So,
I won't reveal anything. I know the storyline, but it's how it happened. So, I think that's going to be one definitely for next week.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nate. What is Power about? The Power, sorry.
So the Power,
you would love it. You would love it, Mom.
Okay, so I might.
Say no more in it. It's just say watch it.
Basically, these women develop a kind of superpower. Almost, they get a power. Yeah, but it's kind of coming up why they've got this power and what can they do with it and all this kind of stuff. It's like it's different.
Has it been cancelled?
I can see. Now that you've explained that little bit, I know Kel's taking a piss now. But
yeah, Marlon will get
electrocuted
straight away.
He's definitely taking a piss.
Hey, listen. I feel like my character's getting assassinated now. Listen, you know I love women. Yeah, ladies, I love you. That's not the problem. Like, I had a little epiphany recently about this. Like, Buffy was one of my favorite shows of all time. All right, female star cast.
Buffy.
Alien. There's bare films that I love when the women's the main character. All it is not even DC, Marvel. They don't build up on the character. They just like think of this next movie, the Marvels. Rambo, she walks through a wall, gets her power. Captain Marvel, she's in space, gets blasted by something, gets her power.
Miss Marvel puts on bracelet.
She gets something in a post, gets power. They don't go through anything to work on their power to be better people. Like, think of Batman. Batman had watched his parents die, bruv.
But he's got no power.
My doggy!
Like, it's got all no of them, got everyone, no even Superman, everyone not, thinks man. Superman's no, weak, bruv. Like, even Superman's got, weak, but Superman powers, come from a different planet, bruv. And his parents had to deal with a baby with all these powers. Just think about the story that comes with all these other superheroes. These new ones, they just get pushed in front and they've got the power and they're the best superhero now. That's all it is, but people ain't thinking like that. It's just
let's be honest. It's
don't
just,
like women. No,
it's not just the women. It's
Wolverine. Also, look at Wolverine. He forgot his memory for hundreds of years. Put metal in his bones. Had to figure out who he was and what he was. Found the X-Men. There's a story. There's no story for any of these new heroes. So
okay, new heroes.
The one.
I just explained.
Are we talking about including
Buffy? I enjoy Alien.
That's great.
Hunger Games. There's Biff. Anyway, I don't need to prove my point. Everyone knows what I'm saying.
It doesn't mean it's bad writers.
No one said that. But anyway, all right, guys.
No, I think it's probably...
The wrong people are in charge, of course. And they can see the shit's happening. They still keep doing it. Like, look at the Hulk went through for all... Like, we watched the Hulk. I know people got to go, but we watched the Hulk when we were a kid. Man had to deal with the fact that this thing that comes out of him will fuck anything up. So he has to make sure it doesn't come out. And he has to find a way to make sure he can get rid of it. Now we got She-Hulk where he's doing fucking yoga. Come on, man. Give me a break. And certain man enjoyed it. And what did She-Hulk go through? She got the blood and she was cool. Straight away she changed.
Straight away, cool. And you had to manage it, everything.
Come on, man. Give me a break. Let's not be
Marley,
I told you, just give me a couple of weeks, I'll be back. But let's not be fanboys just for the sake of it. Something shit is shit. That's how I feel about it.
And on that bombshell, that is episode 186. Rate, comment, subscribe, shout us, baby. We back, baby.